Yeah, episode number four, y'all. This one, I'd like to call it, Where Is Your Head At? Where is your head at? You know, I grew up in a community of individuals going through life, going through issues and going through things that even prepared us or didn't prepare us for what was to come when we grew older in our adult lives and in the future to come. I grew up not being economically smart, not being savvy with money, not knowing the true value of that money. And this show is not about money, but it takes a certain mental capacity to operate and to respect money. Some people have it naturally, and others either was taught and some wasn't. I saw a list today that I wanted to kind of get into, and it was a list that I believe would help some of my listeners, or at least allow them to see things from a different perspective, or to be able to point out, keynote some things in their own life. So we're going to get into it, and I hope something that I say can help you, or something I say can spark something in you, or at least something I say will help you to evaluate yourself. I'm not a clinician. I'm not a therapist. I'm just your homie talking to you and spitting game, because someone's obviously spit game to me at one point in time. So I want to talk about, let's do six things that mentally strong people do. The list that I saw was about 20 things. I picked out the six things that I either had or need to work on. And I hope, you know, you get something from these six things. You know, I don't want to be very long, but I just want someone to get something, you know. When you listen to this, I just hope something in it resonates with you. So the number one thing that I picked out, and these are like traits that mentally strong people do. Number one is they move on. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. I picked that one because I felt like me, even as a grown man, I think I've mastered, not so much master, but I think I'm in well control of my mental emotional state. You know, mentally and emotionally, sometimes, a good deal of times, those things go hand in hand, because when you operate out of emotion, it clouds your ability to react to things mentally. So, mentally strong people move on. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. I've been in situations and issues where I felt like I was dealt a bad hand. I was dealt, you know, the cards were against me, but I played the hand that I was dealt, and I moved on. And I didn't feel sorry for myself, be it may as I won or maybe I lost. So that's something for you to think about. If you're mentally strong, you know, think about how you, in certain situations, you know, do you move on from them? You know, do you waste time in it? And do you not feel sorry for yourself, even though someone may have done you wrong? So I know that wasn't long, but that's just one. Number two, they embrace change. This is very important. They embrace change and they welcome challenges. I am in a very, very, very vital season in my walk, in my life. And one of the things that I had to struggle with was embracing change and welcoming a challenge. Another episode, I'll get into that when it makes more sense of what I'm going through in this season or in this dispensation of my life. But mentally strong people, they embrace the change. You know, we don't like it, but we know that it's inevitable or it may be the thing that's mostly needed at that time. And welcoming challenges goes hand in hand because embracing the change brings on its own set of challenges. So remember that, you know, if you so-called are mentally strong, a trait that you should have should be embracing change and welcoming challenges. Excuse me. Number three is they stay happy. Watch this now. They stay happy. They don't waste energy on things they can't control. This is very vital because we are in a time game. Life is not a game, but I just put it in that term because, you know, time is our greatest asset. Time is the one thing that we don't or we can't make more of. So we have to treat time as if, I don't want to put it in the term of a bank account, but it's our most valuable currency. And the thing is, you know, some people are given more currency and some people are given less. And I know that's a hard pill to swallow because you might say, Gary, you know, you got kids out here that's only living to 5, 6, 7, 10 years old. And, you know, that goes back to one of my last points of playing the hand you were dealt. I'm not trying to be rude or malicious when I say that, but we all have to deal with time. We all have to deal with not wasting energy on things we can't control. None of us know, you know, none of us, God knows, Jesus knows the plan I have for thee. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, which was said in, you know, I believe it was Jeremiah. But, you know, the thing is, we have to appreciate, you know, the currency of our, you know, time and not waste energy on things we can't control. You know, you might be in a crazy space where you need to make some decisions and it's out of your control. If you think about it, sometimes we know the decision that we have to make, but we like to waste a lot of energy on it. And I'll go even deeper. Sometimes wasting the energy on things we can't control might be that job, might be that family member, might be that ministry, might be the state or city you live in, might be the neighborhood. Might be, the crazy thing is, it might be the fact that you might have to go ahead and get a repo on your credit because you can't control the note and you're messing yourself up instead of you saying, you know what, I need to take a few steps back so that I can jump forward a few more steps when I am at the place of maturity to handle this responsibility. I know that was kind of strange, but hey, you know, this is what it is. You know, mentally strong people stay happy. You stay happy. Mentally strong people, you have to be in a good space to be mentally strong. All right. So that was number three. Number four, you know, we got two more after this. We rocking and rolling. Number four, they are kind, fair, and unafraid to speak up. That's funny because I remember a time in my life where I struggled. I always was kind, always been kind-hearted. Anyone that I've dealt with in life in any magnitude, they will tell you, I'm very kind-hearted. I'm fair. I don't I don't like to cheat people out of anything. I feel like everyone should get a fair shot, even though, you know, it's inevitable to think that. But the fact of the matter is, it's inevitable because we already know that everyone is not going to get a fair shot. But the fact of the matter is, being fair costs us nothing. It's just a gesture. And they're unafraid to speak up. Now, I know it's hard to believe, but I remember being younger at a time in my life where I had struggles with speaking up. And when I became an adult, I just told myself, I'm never biting my tongue if I can't automatically agree with a situation. I am not biting my tongue for no man, no woman, nobody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's no reason for you to bite your tongue. There's no reason for you to not speak up and live in a mental prison. If you are strong, you know, a trait of it, and I believe this is me, I am unafraid. I will speak up to anyone in their face and let the chips lie where they may. It's just a reality. I'm not saying that I'm Tony Montana or some, you know, bad boy or whatever, but I'm going to stand up. You know, a real warrior stands up to a fight that he know that he might not be able to win, but he's willing to stand up and fight. That's mentally strong. All right. Number five, they are willing to take calculated risks. This is a good one. And I believe in certain areas of my life, this is where I am at. Right now, you know, I'm gonna just read it one more time so we can understand it, because it hit me as I just thought about it a little bit. But it says that mentally strong people are willing to take calculated risks. What do you mean? You know, everything we do, it has to have a purpose. When we listen, we are at it, especially as adults. You know, when you are teens and in your early 20s, you're playing checkers. You're kind of just moving along with life and doing it as it may. But once you get to a certain place in your life, you have to switch the game from checkers to chess and start taking calculated risks, knowing, if I do this, everything we do is almost in the magnitude or risk signatured, you know, is formulated, and risk come with everything. You know, risk comes with the outfit you might wear that day. Risk comes with the person you might text that you know that's not good for you. You know, the risk might come in, you know, I've been at this job for 10 years and I know it like the back of my hand, so I know I have job security. You know, the risk may come from, but I have job security, but I might just have to leave to try this new venture, try this new job. You know, the risk may come with, you know, I might be marrying this person. And, you know, you have to be calculated to say, you know, do we have the capacity to deal with each other or to make it, you know, as a union? Sometimes, you know, I think about, you know, how back in the day they had arranged marriages, and it seemed like some of those marriages last forever. You know, like in something I've heard someone say before that was in an arranged marriage was, if you spend enough time with somebody, and this, I think that's real luck. And it was like, you know, it's not about the looks, but this person care enough about a stranger to take care of them, to make sure they have well-being, to secure their life, to give them protection and things like that. You know, I know that's, you know, it's kind of weird, but you have to be mentally strong. You know, you can't just be so caught up in your emotions, you know, with certain things. So, you know, a calculated risk is just taking a risk. But be smart. And when you're taking a risk, be smart. A calculated risk is, you know, if I go back to school, does it really make sense for the amount of money that you might have to put out and the type of degree or certification you may get? Does it make sense in the long run? How much money can I yield from this? We have to think about these things. take calculated risks instead of just taking risks that are, that becomes more of a liability. You understand what I'm saying? Take risks that's calculated instead of liability. Number six, mentally strong people calculate other people. No, I'm sorry. I apologize, everyone. Mentally strong people celebrate other people's success. They do not resent that success. Basically, mentally strong people are not haters. We don't have the makeup of haters. We don't look like haters. We actually know the value of celebrating someone else, because, you know, it's a line that I remember Jay-Z said. You know, he said, you know, what you eat don't make me, SH, y'all know the rest. And basically saying, you know, if whatever you got going on or whatever you digesting, doesn't make me go to the bathroom. It has no effect on what I got going on. So I can celebrate you and your success, because that should motivate me to do better. I believe, and I'm talking to my audience, listen, start, and this is something that you really need to do, and this is something I told myself I'm going to do. You know, start finding, even if it's one person, you should have at least one to two friends. Sorry. You should have a group of people, you know, friends or whatever the case may be, that can push you to do better. You shouldn't, I'm telling you, you know, you is, and I know some people may not like the fact of the matter, but I gotta try to hang with people that's gonna push me. And not so much that I'm just waiting for someone to do something for me, but I am not going to sit around and do the same thing I was doing when I was a teenager. I am not, that's just not my character. That's not my makeup. And we have to understand, that you shouldn't want to be stagnant. You should be wanting to grow your mental capacity to the point where you are starting to, the saying that I was getting ready to say was, you know, it says that you are only as good as the closest five people you be around. It might even be a lower number, but we're going to say five. If you hang around five people, three of them don't work, two of them are working a job that they can't, one of them working a job that they can't stand, and one of them just working at a job that they just feel like, you know, is getting the job done, so I'll be okay. We don't have enough time to allow that to be our influences. You know, I have groups of friends, different groups, and my groups of friends are different and unique in their own special ways. I got groups of friends that, listen, they ready to ride or die whenever. You know, the guys I grew up with or whatever the case may be, listen, I make a phone call, they riding, and if I don't have to be around, they are ready to go. You know, I have other group of friends that I could have fun with, lay back, and I ain't got to worry about nobody doing something crazy that have to make me have to have a shootout just to get to my car. Not saying that my other group would. I'm just saying, you know, I am at a place in my life where I protect my mental at least the best that I can. You know, I'm in a place in my life where I just want to be around joy. I just want to be mentally the best person that I can be. You know, we deal with different things on a day-to-day basis. And I have to say, you know, I've been on a journey for the last few years. And the good part of the journey is, you know, like I'm one of the lucky ones. You know, I've found jobs that I love, a career field that I love and enjoy. You know, it's not overburdening. It's not, you know, the type of job that I can't stand and to go to, you know, and we all have to find it in our lives. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, do your thing and just make sure that it's mentally making you satisfied, mentally making you happy. Because when you get older, you know, I try to tell friends and new people, you know, ask me, you know, oh man, you love to go on vacations. Yeah, you know why? Because when I get older and I sit back and think, am I lazy boy or my rocking chair, whatever it may be, I just want to chill and I want to be able to reflect on all the vacations experiences I've had, all the experiences that I've had when I was younger or whatever the case may be. You know, like every year I try to go somewhere and experience, you know, just experience the best of it that I can. And, you know, that's just what it is. You know, we have to become mature enough to fix our mental. Think about it. If that relationship is no good, sorry to say, but you got to get rid of it. If that job is no good and it's no good for your mental, sorry to say, it's time to move on. If the neighborhood or the house you live in is not good for your mental, if you know you want to live in a 5-bedroom house, 3,000 square feet, then you have to be able and willing to take the risk, the calculated risk, and moving somewhere that's reflecting or stepping up to that. You know, so listen, this is Stirring the Pot Podcast. This episode is simply to motivate you or just to tell you, you know, or let you help see yourself. Where are you at mentally? You know, I have a lot of friends, males and females, that some of them are in bad situations, some of them are in good situations. And me as a friend, I just try to tell them and motivate them to mentally do better. And guess what? The truth hurts sometimes. But guess what? I'd rather take a hurtful truth than a healing lie. I'd rather you tell me the truth and it hurts than to tell me a lie that soothes me and make me feel good. So listen, I'm not going to keep you. I'm not going to bore you guys. But listen, I appreciate all of you for rocking out with the Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is an adventure that I embarked on not too long ago. On Monday nights at 7:30, we do this on Facebook Live where we talk about some real life situations. And these podcasts, you know, are a bit shorter. You know, they're a little bit more to the point of certain things. I'm not really jumping around that much, I will hope. But, you know, I just want to appreciate you guys. You know, we're on Apple Music, we're on Google Music, we're on Anchor, we're on Podcasters. You know, we're on Spotify, you know, and we're getting an overwhelming amount of support. Listen, I need you, whatever platform that you like, I need y'all to go subscribe and give this a heart, or, you know, like it, or whatever the case, whatever your platform lets you do. You know, go on Apple Music and leave a review. You know, we want to get this podcast out there to more people. Help out the algorithm. Listen, I'm not on here asking you guys some money or nothing. I just want you to go hit a little subscribe, you know, maybe a little like, whatever, you know, it don't cost you nothing. But listen, all my listeners, whoever this may come across, I want to thank you. I want to appreciate you. And I want to just tell y'all how much I love and thank all of you for just rocking out with the Stirring the Pot Podcast. Listen, I hope you have a great, great day. I hope this motivated you.